Okay, gentlemen, can you hear me? Can you see me? How is Yiddishkeit today? Important questions like that. Okay, we're going to cover a melacha today, which I have to admit I have great difficulty in understanding. We're going to begin the melacha of Dosh. So let's kind of look at the Gemara, and then we'll try to get into it to the best of our ability. Zokti Gemara, Amarav Papa, Haiman Deshada Piso Ladikla, V'asar Tamri, Chayim Shtayim, Achas Misham Tolesh, V'achas Misham Mefari. Rav Papa says, if you throw a clod of dirt at a date tree and some dates come down, so you're chayiv twice, apparently you're in violation of two toldos. One is tolesh, which is a tolda of kotzer, and the other is mefarek, which is a tolda of dosh. Right? That's what the Gemara says. Rav Ashi Omar, ein derech tlisha bekach, v'ein derech prika bekach. Rav Ashi says that this is not the way you do tolesh and porek. Adkan divrei ha-Gemara. That's all we have. So again, so according to Rav Papa, if I throw the cloud of dirt, I'm chayiv twice if it knocks off the dates. But Rav Ashi says that it's not normal, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv for tolesh and for porig. Just one ha'ara to begin with. The Gemara Makos discusses a case of kolach kocho versus kocho. When I throw a clod of dirt at a tree, and then the dates come off the tree, and the dates hit a person, and that person dies, so I'm not going to go to Golos, because that's kolach kocho. Now, it's entirely possible that what our Gemara is getting at is that maybe there is no din, there's no p'tur of kolach kocho in Hilchos Shabbos. Maybe kolach kocho is a p'tur. Rav Shechter has this in his Sefer Be'ikvei Hatzon, that throughout halacha, there's no distinction between kocho and kolach kocho. That distinction only exists by dinim that require what Rav Shechter calls a kolach gavra, which is more human involvement. So by shechita, there's a din of kolach kocho, because shechita requires kolach gavra. By netilas yadayim, for whatever the reason, there's a din of kolach kocho. And there is a din of kolach kocho by ritzicha and going to Golos. Those are the only times that I have it. What that really means is throughout Torah, and Rav Shechter proves this from Gemara and Bava Kamma and Daf Dalet, etc., throughout Torah, kolach kocho is going to be chayiv. There's no distinction between kocho and kolach kocho. If that's the case, our Gemara is saying that kolach kocho, perhaps what our Gemara means is that kolach kocho is going to be chayiv on Shabbos, although lav dafka is this case kolach kocho. You see, in the Gemara Makis, I throw the quad, it hits the tree, from the tree, bounces off, hits the branch, then knocks down the dates. In our case, if I'm hitting the branch directly, so then what? So then maybe that's kocho, not kolach kocho. It's not clear. So it's possible, gentlemen, just to review, it's possible that there's no p'tur of kolach kocho by Shabbos at all. That's what Rav Shechter quotes from the Rav. If that's the case, that would be the pashtus in our Gemara. I think it's easier to say, and certainly many Rishonim are going to say, we'll see the Ran and the Ramban, we'll say that our Gemara is talking about a case which would ordinarily be called kolach kocho. So it could be that kolach kocho is chayiv on Shabbos. This, of course, would be against the famous Ur Sameach, because the Ur Sameach tells us, if you remember, we learned in our youth the halachos of Bishul, and we encountered this din that there's a difference between Bishul B'Kli Rishon and Bishul B'Kli Sheni. And Tosus is already bothered by the kasha, why is there a difference between Bishul and Kli Rishon and Bishul B'Kli Sheni? Tosus gives an answer which is hard to understand. The Ur Sameach says in Perek Tes of Hilchos Shabbos, I know a better answer than Tosus. Kli Rishon, because it was directly in contact with the fire, I'm going to call that kocho. But Kli Sheni is kolach kocho. Klishen is koach kochel. And because it's koach kochel, therefore you're going to be pater. The Ar Samech is assumed that the din of koach kochel applies by Hilchos Shabbos as well. The Ptur of koach kochel applies by Hilchos Shabbos as well. That will call into question the Pirushim of some of the Rishonim in Ar Sugya. Inhale, hold it, and we'll come back. So far, so good? Yes, sir.
I'm just wondering, is this like, if you say there's a tour in Koach Kochel, does that like have to do with Melachos Machshavas?
So I don't know if it has to do with Melachos Machshavas, because it's a din in Asiya, right? In Hilchos Shabbos, the Torah writes, L'sasa ko melacha. Koach Kochel is not my maisa at all. I can't be chayiv for a malacha on Shabbos if I don't do a ma'isa, right? We spoke about this. If I speak to Alexa or Siri on Shabbos, and Alexa or Siri does stuff, it could be that I'm entirely potter on the level of deraisa because it's not a ma'isa. Unless, you're going to try to get me involved in sugyas and b'diburuk of a ma'isa and stuff like that. But the point is that Lo sasa kol malacha. Rashi writes in Sanhedrin daf samach gimel. Rav Shapiro likes to quote that on Shabbos you require asiyah. There's no such thing as a malacha b'sheval tasa. Koach kocho is the functional equivalent of sheval tasa because it's not my ma'isa. Maybe it looks like you have a comment. Maybe not. Okay. Jake.
Why is this not a class? This kocho? I don't see how it's koach kocho. And also, are we being careful about koach kocho versus koach sheni?
So I'm not distinguishing between koach kocho and koach sheni. I think that's fairly reasonable. The reason why I'll say it's koach kocho is wait until I learn the round with you in 3 minutes. Wait till I learn the round with you. Oh. Now, what exactly is going on over here? Right, the Gemara discusses two malachas, potentially two toldos. One is tolesh, which is related to kotzer, and the other is mefarek, which is related to dosh. Now, what exactly is the mefarek? Right, kotzer, tolesh, we've encountered before. But what is mefarek? So Tosfos quotes a Rashi, which we do not have in front of us. Tosfos writes that ein nira l'ri, like what Rashi says, shemefarek ha'ilan mimasa'o min ha'pirot. Right? Tosfos says that what Rashi said, that mefarek means unloading, right? Like in Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah speaks about, there's a din of prika on kisere chamar sona'acha roveit tachat masa'o, right? V'chadalta lazo bimo, ozer tase bimo. Right, it's a question and answer. That's called in halacha prika. Prika means unloading. Rashi learns that the malacha of mifarek is unloading the tree from its masa. The tree is burdened with its dates. You are unloading the tree. That's what Tosfos quotes Rashi. My Rashi does not say that. My Rashi writes that I am mifarek the tuvua mishibuleha. Meaning, it's not that I am unloading the tree, but I am detaching the tevua from the stalk. Right? Mifarek, according to Rashi, I think means a lashon of detach. The way we have Rashi, not the way Tosfos has Rashi, it's a lashon of detaching rather than unloading. I did a very quick survey. Lashon porek menachamor, but okay, Rashi does not say mifarek ka'ilon. I'll say it like that. No, it's according to Rashi, it might mean you're correct. According to Rashi, it might mean unloading, but Rashi is not saying that I unload the tree or I remove the burden on the tree. Rather, I am unloading the stuff on the branch. Right? That's different than the way Tosfos' Rashi is different than our Rashi. If you look in the Tosfos HaRosh has the Rashi the same as we have Rashi. And Tosfos HaRosh still asks the kashas on Rashi that Tosfos asks. But Tosfos HaRosh writes, gotta turn the page. Pirish Rashi Mefarik Hatumar Min Hamachbidos. Right? The Tosis HaRosh quotes our Rashi. You Mefarik the Tumar from Hamachbidos. And he asks the same question that our Tosis asks. Or our Tosis doesn't really ask that as a question. Our Tosis just says, Ein Nira, the way Rashi says it. Rather, Nira, Kemoshe Pirish Rabbeinu Shemuel, Sheyesh al HaTemorim, Klipo HaOyona, etc. That the Pirish that Tosis likes is the Pirish. One second, when you say that Rashi on Yud Ches has the Lashon of Mifarek Mimasa'o. Okay. In other words, it means unloading a burden. I think within Rashi it's reasonable. That means unloading, but Tosis is saying that Mifarek means what? You are detaching the outer shell that is on the Tamarim. Right? Tosis says that what Rashi said that it's unloading, right, is not correct. But rather, right, according to Tosis, the word Mifarek does not mean to unload, but the word Mifarek, I think, means to detach. Right, you're right, Yoni. That Rashi elsewhere also uses the Lashon Mifarek in terms of unloading. In Tanakh, anywhere, does the word Mifarek mean to detach? I don't know. I mentioned I tried to do a quick search. In Tanakh and Mishnayis, what does the word Mifarek mean? In Rabbinic Hebrew, the word Perek means a section of something, which means it's attached to other stuff, no? Right, lefarik, I think in modern Hebrew at least, means to detach. More than in rabbinic Hebrew, that perika means to unload. Again, Tosis is assuming it means to detach. Okay, b'kitzur ma'asa, machlokes, Rashi and Tosis, what the word piruk means. Now, there's a very big problem with Tosis. Tosis says that the malach of mefarik is that when you are makib at tamarim, you remove the klipa from the tamarim. Did anyone ever see a date? I'm not asking you if you ever went on a date. Did you ever see a date? Right, you saw a date, Nady. Did dates have a klipa? Did dates have a shell on them?
I'm eating dates right now.
You're eating dates right now. Okay, so look at that date, right? I see the picture of the date, right? Unbelievable. Mama, show and tell. Is there a shell on the date? Is there a klipa on the tamar?
There's like a thin outer membrane.
Is it? It's a thin, tiny outer membrane that you eat, no? Would anyone ever call that a shell? No. No one would ever call the thing on top of a date.
Dates are very different than dried.
Again, these dates that you have... The dates that you're eating are not completely dried.
No, they're not Buxer.
Buxer is like not Buxer isn't a date.
They're non-jeweled dates from Costco.
Yeah, again, what you're eating is the standard date. It's like the date that comes from Iraq or whatever, right? The standard date does not have a shell. In the Sefer Shvisas HaShabbos, in his Hakdama to the Malach of Dosh, he says, Sha'alti l'chachomim mi'bavel. Right? He asked the people, I guess, who saw dates, like the great chachomim, and they said that there's no such thing as a shell on a date. It doesn't exist. So some of the mefarshim say, well, what it means that there's a shell is when the date is like a tiny baby date, so there is like a little shell on the date.
Why are we defining klipa as shell? Could it mean the more technical tumavatara klipa, muxin?
Maybe, but
right? I would definitely call the outside a halach. I would definitely call the outside of the data.
I mean, you're saying that klipa means I can get a data, the tiniest little bit that.
No, I mean what it means in uxin,
which is
like the as well anything that protects the inner fruit is called a klipa.
But the date, that outer bit, it's not that it's protecting the fruit. It's basically like a bit of plastic almost on the date.
It keeps everything shamor.
It would be, I think it's I don't know why the Rabbona Shel Olam made it. I don't. And did 1,200 German Jews have access to dates? Probably not. Right? I don't think the Rishonim saw dates. And I think they misunderstood what dates, the way dates grow. The Rashbam that Tosfos is quoting is saying that Mifarek means detaching it from the Klipa. Whatever it means, whatever the word Klipa means, I don't know if a date really has a Klipa. The Achronim say, well, when dates are babies, they have Klipas. But the Shvisas HaShabbos says that can't be true. Because in Shas Lashon, baby dates have a different name than adult dates, than ripe dates. A baby date is called Kufri. A ripe adult date is called a Tamar. In fact, the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Perek Hakones Tzon Nadir, the Gemara discusses a person who eats Kufri. How much do you pay? How do you shats up? How do you evaluate? The guy has to pay. The Gemara says, Beshishim, right? That what you do is you calculate what 60 trees would cost, and you pay the value of one because selling one tree on its own would be too expensive, etc. The Gemara says, Beshishim by Kufri, right? That you, the Gemara says, Kufri, then Gemara says that you evaluate 60 day trees. Frek the Gemara, Ochal Kufri, Mishalim, Tmari. The Gemara says, but you ate baby dates. How can you pay for a Tamar? Right, it's clear in Shas that Kufri baby dates have a different name than Tmarim. Goes by a different shame. So it's hard to imagine that what Tosfos says is, again, we don't understand what Tosfos says. It's like Sisrei Torah over here. I don't know what Tosfos means when he says that there is a klipa that you are removing from the date. By the way, you get an impression from Tosfos, Nadi, this is against you. Get an impression on Tosfos that Rabbeinu Shmuel says, you remove the klipa ha'oyona. Right? You get an impression there's like almost two klipos, no? Tosfos doesn't say you remove the klipa from the date, right? Tosfos says the klipa ha'oyona. Now, even if a date has one cover, right? Even that like plastic-like thing on top of the date is a cover, it don't got two covers, right? So I don't know what Tosfos means by klipa ha'oyona, but it doesn't bother me so much that I don't know what Tosfos means, because all the Mefarshim say, we don't know what Tosfos is talking about. So we don't know what Rashi is talking about, really, because Rashi says it means that you unload the tree, and the way Tosfos quotes it, or the way we have Rashi, you're unloading the branch, which would probably be more of a lashon of detaching, I'd say, than unloading. But the kitzer, for Tosfos, for sure, it's detaching, not unloading. Hard to know what it means. If you look in the Tosfos Parush, Tosfos says the same thing as our Tosfos. But Tosfos just asks on Rashi that the way, again, the way the Tosfos Harush quotes Rashi, he says it's lo dami ladash. And Tosfos HaRosh answers, ready, that there is a klipa ha'oyona, v'chein mashum v'brachos in ketzah mevarchim, sheyesh lahem klipa ha'oyona, dekamas hosam honey maskali da'orla. Maskali da'orla, though, means, the Gemara says, the baby dates. So Tosfos HaRosh is invoking a Gemara about baby dates. The Shvisas HaShabbos was mechaving to this, but the Shvisas HaShabbos says it can't be the Pshat because that's called Kufri in Shas rather than Tamri. So what's the Pshat in Dosh? So the Rishonim over here, the Chachmei Sfarad, you could see it in the Ran most explicitly. The Ran says that maybe the Pshat over here is, he says, what Rashi says, that when you unload something from a tree can't be the Pshat. Because if that's the case, when I am boltzer, when I cut down grapes, I should be chayiv twice. I should be chayiv for kaitzer and for dosh. According to Rashi, if the malacha is taking the fruit off the branch, right? So whenever I take a fruit off the branch, I should be chayiv twice. Rather, Tosfos says, Ela dafka b'tumorim huda mechayiv tarti, Eshkol. Eshkol Chayiv Mishum Tolesh. ukishenechbat bekarka v'nifrokim hatamorim min ha'eshkol chayim mishum mefarik. Taisus says that the way dates grows, they grow on a cluster. The Ran, excuse me, Slicha. Right? The Ran says that the way dates grows, they grow on a cluster. I throw the brick at the tree. The whole cluster comes down. After the cluster comes down, it hits the ground. When it hits the ground, the fruit separates from the cluster, and I am in violation of dush at that moment, and the fruit separates from the cluster. That, gentlemen, is what I would call koach sheni, or koach kocho. Because when you think about it, what I did is I throw the regev shel afar, it hits it, it falls down, and then the dates separate. Mr. Fink, how are you, sir?
How's that much different than
So I thought the way I understand Rashi, it's like in one motion. Again, it depends how good your aim is.
No, but it's the same sort of
Tlisha from your,
the dash is basically still, it's uprooting something from something else.
Ask your question more precisely.
The Rashi's question on Rashi was, every time you're
every time I do kotze, I'm also in violation of dash. So you're asking,
and he this doesn't answer the question.
Nachon. So zvrek the bach, right? The hagos habach on this ran. I have it in the bottom of my gemara osiyut ches. The bach writes adayin yesh lo daktik ma'ir yatamri ve'eshko shanovim nami l'chayiv tarti. Ve'ulai, right? Maybe the Ran means like Taisvis that there is a klipa ha'oyona on the dates. But come on, right? We don't understand the Taisvis. To use the Taisvis to infert the Ran, right? Hard to know. The Pashtus in the Ran, the Teretz to the Kasha of the Bach is as follows.
Like, how do you read it wrong that way?
Right? It's impossible. Okay. Right? The Ran doesn't say anything about Klipa Yon. It's mamish impossible to read.
Right.
I agree with you. But the Bach said it. I agree with you. The Pashtus in the Ran is, his question is, how come when I have grapes, if I pull the cluster off, so that is Kaitzer Tailesh, then when it hits the ground, it's going to be what? You would say that that's Dosh. The answer is that's not dosh by the grape. Because by the grape, it's ome l'cho, the grape will fall apart when it hits the ground. Unlike the tamar, that it hits the ground and it just comes off of the branch and then it becomes usable, the grape falls apart. And therefore, it's not going to be dosh in that it's haylech le'ibod. If I want to use a grape to make wine, I have to press it with my feet in a certain way, right, that I know what I'm doing. When a grape just falls off the tree, it doesn't become wine, no? It just becomes a wasted grape. So the teretz to the Bach's kasha is probably that this is a din only by tamarim, because when the tamar comes off and then it breaks apart, I'm going to be chayiv. But one thing I see from the Gemara is that I am chayiv by koyach koychoy on according to this run. It is clearly a case of koach kocho, and I'm chayiv on the on Shabbos nitvi the or sameach.
Could that also just be a botanical difference here? Because when grapes are removed from the fine, like, there's two things. There's one is getting the bundles off the tree, and there's also getting the grapes off of the bundles.
Right.
When grapes are eaten, you immediately take them off of the thing. When dates are eaten, I have never been served one of the big bundles, giant date bundles.
So basically, let's go slowly. If I take what you're saying, I can make it into akasha, which is maybe it's also to eat grapes on Shabbos. Right? In other words,
I'm not making chumras, I'm trying to make kulas.
Maybe it's us eating grapes on Shabbos. Because if the malacha of dosh, of mefarik, is when I take the date off of that little branch. By the way, you can buy dates on a branch. I used to, before Evergreen was invented, I used to go shopping on Thursday nights in Fairway. And in Fairway, Mamish and Frida Kedairis, like 3 years ago. So in Fairway, they sell dates on the branch. You can buy it. People often use it on Rosh Hashanah as a simen because it looks very beautiful. You buy the dates on the branch. Oiver and Isser Dainaisa. If you use them. What?
It's Yontif normally on Rosh Hashanah.
Okay. Don't matter. Who says Doshus Matun Yontif? Not, it's not Milisha Ve'elach. It's an Issa Deraisa. Certainly when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, Issa Deraisa. There's no Tekiya Shefer, and look what happens to you. Nebuch. Right? But the point is, the point is, it's not Pashut that there is a heter to eat grapes on Shabbos.
And there's a grapes,
right, that's what I was saying.
So what we have to do is come up with heterim to eat grapes on Shabbos, because minhag ha'olam is we eat grapes on Shabbos.
But don't even say that's a botanical thing on this Gemara. You see that there's some type of removing from the stem. Like, I'm sure we can create a mematino of something that might look like dosh, but it's definitely going to be mother. But you would just see from this Gemara and from the Ran itself seems to be saying that grapes, no. Sorry, the Bach, from knowing the Bach has a kasha, you see it's clearly mutter.
Right, the Bach has assumed that grapes is mutter, but we have right. to ask why. So right. we could answer that in the case of the Gemara, the case is it's mutter, but still, what's the heter to eat grapes? Right. right? So the answer might be that it's mutter b'shas achila, but I got to figure out, is that true? Is every malacha mutter b'shas achila? Right? It's not going to be that kosev is mutter b'shas achila.
And also, if you pick it up latzmina, like you pick it up
for later. Right, if I pick it off and then I can put it away in the
no,
side.
No, I wouldn't even say it's about b'shas achila. I'd say it's about derech achila.
Derech, maybe, it could be. It's not abundantly clear. And the achronim have a lengthy discussion about grapes. So, ani afareish masha ani choshev, and then I'll tell you what the poskim say. Hanera lafi ani estaiti, that those little green things that the grapes come on are somewhat edible. And they have a raya. The Torah tells me about a nozir. Mechartzonim va'ad zog lo yochel. Right, Rashi points out in his Perush al HaTorah that we're not sure what chartzanim are and what zug is. Right, one of them is like the inner part of the grape, like the seeds, and the other thing are those little twigs. Those little twigs, again, do people eat them? Is it ever edible?
Isn't the peel of the grape?
So is it the peel of the grape?
Yeah, I thought there was the seed and the peel, and the Machla and the Gemara has two versions, which one's which, but those are the two options, no?
And yes, you're saying that I should have looked this up beforehand, right?
I don't remember Nazir that well.
Is there a peel of a grape? Do grapes have peels?
Yes.
A grape has a peel. Uh-huh.
Right, you remove that if you make
like one. An apple has a peel.
Okay, are those green things edible? So my answer is totally wrong, basically. Okay, stay there.
I don't remember.
Agronomy. Again, do people try it? Right. Yeah, one of you today.
Eat the thing.
So I think sometimes people eat, when I pull my grape off, sometimes I have a teeny bit of green stem that's attached to my grape that I'll eat, right? Sometimes I don't, I'm not going to eat the full, right? A grape comes in a cluster. So I'm not going to eat the full branch, but there's going to be a teeny bit that I eat.
Normally that comes out with the grape though, doesn't it?
What?
Doesn't it usually come out with the grape?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Again, I don't know. Okay, guys, your homework is to eat grapes.
Right, but not the great part, though. Everything else on the plan.
No, but like to investigate. But the kitchen nicer. Okay, yeah. The lady is going to his refrigerator and he's going to get grape. Yeah.
Yep, I have grape.
Okay, so pull some grapes off and tell me if they, when they pull off, do they come off with a little bit of stem or not?
Why does this matter? Why does this matter? Even if they come with a little bit of the stem, you're still, even the very act of pulling it away from the rest of the cluster should be dash.
I'm not sure, because I would say that maybe dash is when I completely remove it from the stem, but if a little bit of stem remains with it, it could be it's not dash. It's almost like the Yerushalmi by Bo'er.
I think it's the opposite, that some of the, like, you have a, like, I don't know. It was more fresh, though. You might have some of the fruit come off of the stem.
Okay. Again, I don't know. Maybe this is like Schwartz's crazy suggestion for today.
No.
I don't know, but the Achrayim have a lengthy discussion about why and if it's mutter to eat grapes on Shabbos. Rav Mordechai Willig, Shlita, in his Sefer Am Mordechai on Shabbos, the 21st chapter is dedicated to whether you're allowed to eat grapes. And Rabbi Willig says that the Eglei Taltainas, that there's a heter of la'alter by Dosh. Well, that's not so clear, Rabbi Willig says. We'll talk about that in a few minutes in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not so clear there's a heter of la'alter by Dosh, but maybe. The Eglei Tal then says, well, maybe the heter of la'alter by Dosh doesn't apply, but there's a heter that if rove of the item is peeled right before you eat it, this is similar to what you were saying, Jake, that's considered derech achila, and there's no iser on derech achila. Right? So since rove people who eat grapes pull it off right beforehand, so it's not derech achila. Now, yesh la'ayim though, rove people who do grapes, are they making wine, which is pulled off a while before it's consumed, or are they eating grapes? My guess would be that there's a larger wine business on this planet than grape business. So someone tainod, well, maybe it's a different sug anavim.
Right, you'd go after the eating grapes.
Maybe yesh lechalek between the type of grapes that are used to make wine. It's like a different species as opposed to the grapes that you use to
eat. No, you don't even need to make a different species, even if I'm eating wine grapes.
So again, even if I'm eating wine grapes, so then you get the impression from the Eglei Tal that it depends on what rove is. If rove of the people pull it off right before they eat it, it's mutter. Rove of the people pull it off a while beforehand, it's usser.
And somebody who makes wine from grapes isn't put into the cheshbon of somebody who eats grapes.
If it's the same chepta of grapes, so I think we'd have to figure out, and Rabbi Willig deals with a little bit of a stira in the Eglei Tal. Does the Eglei Tal mean that rove people pull it off right before eating, or does he mean that there's a significant minority that pull it off right before eating? But that's the heter he suggests for eating grapes on Shabbos.
It has to do also with the age of the grapes.
Okay.
How long has the grape been off the vine? The longer the grape is off the vine, the easier it is for the grape to be taken off the cluster.
Okay. So, okay, 100%. 100%. I think that makes sense. But afil hachi, what's the heter to pull off the cluster? Even if it's been on the cluster for a long time, right, shouldn't it be the malach of dosh when I pull off the cluster? Just like I see by the tamarim that there is a malacha when I pull it off the stalk, the stem, whatever you want to call it. So if it's based on roiv, so then maybe there's a difference between the type of grapes, like we suggested. What about peanuts? Now, peanuts are not attached to a twig, but in halacha, the outer shell might be the same thing. And yesh la'ayin, is it mutter to deen not a peanut on Shabbos? to take that outer, right? Many people like eating peanuts that come in the hard thing, right? Not just the planter stuff that comes in the jar. Is it mutter, right? Not like, not just Jimmy Carter, but is it mutter to, right? He was a peanut farmer, I will say. The president of the United States, the oldest living president of the United States, was a peanut
Schwartz.
Ah, planter, today is mom.
Show and tell today.
Right, it's not a show and tell day.
The,
yes,
the planter's one actually does not have a good hechsher.
Okay. And
these are dry roasted.
Dry roasted. So that's, so the peanuts. So do most people eat peanuts with, bring peanuts to the table with the shell on it? Or most people who eat peanuts bring the peanut when it's already, like you have it in the jar, the shell's removed. If it's your way, so it could be that alpi halacha, it's usser to denutify a peanut on Shabbos. Again, we are assuming, and I'll try to show this to you, that the klipa ha'elyona, right, in like a peanut, every grain, by the way, chevra, operates like this. If you look at a peanut, you have the nut inside. On top of the nut, there's like brown paper, right? And on top of the brown paper, there's like a thicker shell. The thicker shell is called the exoderm. The brown paper is called the endoderm, right? Bio majors. This is all, this is mamish kinesinaso misinai, right?
Wait, Rebbe, we're making an assumption here. Can't you use Rebbe's other hat there, that when Rebbe thought the stems of the grapes were edible, therefore, there would be no dinner in the fire between two edible things? When you say the same thing with peanut shells?
So, is the outer peanut shell is not edible?
I know plenty of people eat peanut shells.
The hard outer shell?
The hard outer shell, 100%. It's a thing in Chicago, it's apparently very popular. Once again, I know plenty of people eat the hard outer shells.
Is already pistachios. Is it mutter to pistachios on Shabbos?
Right, they're just out of cans.
Well, you cannot eat the shell of a pistachio, but I don't know if there's a market for previously shelled pistachios.
There is. But there is. They're the worst things in the world because you eat too many of them.
Yeah. So there's a serious shell about eating pistachios in Travis, or walnuts.
So pistachios is more of a peel usually. Pistachios is mostly
like... They're mostly open. It looks like a clam.
Right.
Right, and then you like pull it off. Don't look like a clam. You pull it off, and you eat it. But if they sell the peeled pistachios, right? So yesh la'ayin, is it mutter to eat pistachios on Shabbos?
Most people probably still eat it with the shell.
It could be most people still eat with the shell. So we have the head to the egg white towel. Could be walnuts. Most people eat walnuts. You can, right? They used to have things called the nutcracker. It's not just a ballet. They used to have a thing called a nutcracker that you crack a nut and you remove the outer shell from a walnut. Isn't mutter to do that on Shabbos? We're going to have to talk about this. It's not pashut. But let's start with eating grapes. Is there a heter to eat grapes on Shabbos? So the egg leital, it says it depends on roif. The Egg Leital has a different suggestion, which is almost fakert. He says, since roiv grapes will be made into wine, so if we're assuming that all grapes are the same, if I pull my grape off of that green stem thing, it still requires an additional disha until I get to the real tachlis. Since it requires an additional disha, that original state of dosh is not going to be a dosh. If something has two shells, do I violate the malacha when I remove the outermost shell and the innermost shell remains?
What additional level of disha is there by grapes?
You press it. It's also dosh. When I do schitas peiros, it's also dosh.
You're saying when you make wine?
I make wine. And since the rove grapes are used to make wine, that's correct. Now, this is not pashut.
Is it about like rule grape the alma or like you individually?
One second, Nady. Ellie was the most speaking, then you'll speak in a second.
Sorry.
Is that still called Dushana with it, like when you get it off to eat?
Again, according to our Gemara, removing the tamar from the branch should be is disha. Right? So removing a grape should be disha. What's the heter? So the other svara of the eglital is the heter is that first stage disha isn't disha. And since there's going to be a second stage of the disha, so therefore, now the prima godim, I think, says the fakert svara of this eglital. The prima godim in eshal avram shin yotes osches. Prima godim writes that if you have a klipa hadavuk, so the inner shell, there's no mefarik on the inner shell, but the outer shell, there is mefarik on. Meaning there is mefarik, right? Again, it's not exactly analogous, but the point is the prima godim says that when you have a, something that requires two dushes, there is dush number one is the real malacha, and dush number two is less of a malacha. The Rabbi Willig in his Sefer quotes that the Ktzeis HaShulchan says that maybe only by dates is there a malacha, because the approach by dates is that you pull the date off the branch and then you store it. I think you said this far beforehand. You put it away to store. As opposed to grapes that you do at Mamash Samach La'achila, then it's going to be permitted. Others say that maybe dush, this actually makes a little more sense. The malacha of dush involves a process of lechitza rather than a process of meshicha. Right? Lechitza, if I put pressure and that knocks the shell off, and that's, by the way, the way the Ran understands the Tamarim case, right? It hits the ground and there's pressure and that knocks it off. So that's dush. But if I just pull something off, maybe that's not dush.
It doesn't stop it because the only tolda slash kol olas of dush are ones where there's pressure applied.
Correct. There's right. 100%. And that makes sense because if the ikra malacha spikas peris,
right?
And spikas peris is done with pressure. This answer makes a shtickle sense.
Who says it?
Rabbi Willie quotes on page 130 from the Sefer Shem Chadosh. I don't know who that is.
Probably had a long beard.
He probably was Jewish. He probably had a white beard, or at least a beard.
Lived after Moshe Rabbeinu.
In all likelihood, he wore glasses. We know a lot about him.
Lived after Moshe Rabbeinu.
And after Moshe Rabbeinu, before Moshe Feinstein, right? 100%. All of this is true. Mamish, she could write a whole biography about him.
The Rebbe from Texas is doing. He's here in Toronto.
Right, that Rav in Dallas, who I hope he's okay, actually, I should send him an email. But, the Aruch HaShulchan has a svara that maybe the malacha of Dosh is a malacha that's done besada mostly, which means it's done in vast quantities. When you eat grapes, you pull off one by one. So that's the heter. If that's the case, so then it would be us, or sometimes little kids like to do this. A parent do this, like little kids until like the age of two, they can choke on a grape. So parents cut the grapes in half, no? So that means you pull off a bunch of grapes and you cut them in half and you give it to the baby. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, you just violated Nisra D'oraisa when you did that.
Wait, you have to get the Sada thing, and then you have to tell me that seven grapes is the same thing as doing
the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan's lashon is that harbe is usher. But if it's done echor, it's mutter.
There's like 70 dates on every single branch. There's no way you can convince me that doing dash on the dates is going to be the same thing as pulling off every grape on a vine.
I don't know.
That.
So if you go picking off, like, for yourself and pick off a bunch of grapes and eat it, that would also be a problem?
Yes. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, absolutely. Again, according to the Shem Chadash, it's not a problem. Because according to Shem Kodesh, the malacha is only ayudei pressure. It's not so pasha that there's a heter to eat grapes on Shabbos. Again, this is Jake's question, not mine. Rabbi Willig, however, has another mahalach in the Sefer. Remember, the Gemara tells me that according to Rav Papa, if I throw the cluster, if I throw the dirt and it hits the cluster and it knocks it down and the dates come off, so I'm going to be chayiv. And Rav Ashi says, ein derech disha b'kach, basically. Ein derech mefarik b'kach. The Shmises HaShabbos has a question. What is the malacha of mefarik? Is the malacha of mefarik, does it require that the item is mechusa, or is it enough if the item is just mechubar? Do you violate mefarik if the things are attached? Or do you only violate mefarik if the eichel is covered? Now the pashtus is that this is a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos over here. Rashi says that mefarik means unloading the tree, unloading the branch, but chibor alone suffices. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that there's only mefarik when it's mechusa. Now, it's interesting, because if I want to say that Rashi holds that there's mefarik when it's mechubar, but not mechuseh, I get involved in stiras and Rashi's galore. Rashi writes on, you don't have to go so far, on Ayin Daled Omer Aleph. Rashi writes, have to find the Rashi, Ayin Daled Omer Aleph, Rashi writes that here, the Rashi, it's the last wide line at the top. You're not lav mishum de dami de dosh, de hanami mifrika milavushi. You get an impression from Rashi that dosh is when you mefarik it from the lavush. Right? That sounds like it's covered. Rashi and Sadi Hayom and Aleph, Divar Maschum Mefarik. Rashi first says, Poyrek Eichel mi Mokheim, Shenis Passable.
Echo, stop.
Sadi Hayom and Aleph, 95A. Echo, Rashi, Divar Maschum Mefarik.
Echo, stop.
I'm sorry?
I think he's talking towards Amazon Glen.
Oh.
I thought I had a timer.
But Rashi, thank you for pointing that out. But Rashi, but Rashi and Sadi Hayom and Aleph says that mefarik means that it's niskasa. Now, one second. I thought Rashi and Ayin Gimel on the base says that mefarik is mechubar, not mechusa. So Rabbi Willig has the following suggestion. Rabbi Willig doesn't say this within Rashi, actually, for a technical reason. But it could be that when Rav Ashi says, Ein derech prika v'kach, what he means is that taking something off of a branch is not mefarik. Mefarik is only when it's mechusa. Mefarik is only when the item is covered over. That's why there's a whole discussion about milking a cow that we'll talk about on Sunday, probably. When the milking a cow is the malacha of dosh, mefarik, whatever it's called. It could.
Rashi,
huh?
Rashi doesn't say that.
Rashi on Ayin Gimel Mibis doesn't.
Says it's not derech on
Israel. So that's why Rabbi Willig does not like this.
Technical issue. So
Rabbi Willig does not like this chat. Yeah, you can't say it within Rashi consistently. There's according to Rashi, you have to say that either you need both, or either or is good enough. But Rabbi Willig suggests that maybe this is the pshat in the Gemara. He tries to blame this on a number of other Rishonim. But maybe when Rav Ashi says, Ein derech prika b'kach, what he means is that there is no prika when you detach something. Prika is only when you remove something that was covered. If that's the case, so of course it's mutter to pull grapes off on Shabbos. I know many from people I know someone who's mamish machmir for every half amin in the Gemara. When it says v'dibarta b'am yochol b'dvarim b'teilim, the guy's mamish machmir. I know people who are super frum. I don't know anyone who doesn't pull grapes off the cluster on Shabbos. It's not so poshut why it's mutter. What Rabbi Wallach is suggesting is a nice approach, conceptually, right? That basically mefarik means something is mechusa, not mechubar. However, you really have to evidence it in Rishonim, etc. It's not poshut at all. It's certainly not Rashi.
It's not the Ran.
Rabbi Wallach wants to say it's the pseudo Ran, maybe.
Really?
I don't know. It's mamish hard to figure this out. Like, which Rishon, without a Rishon, right? I would just say it's a creative read of the Gemara, but. It's very hard. Like, the best halacha l'maisa mahalach that we have, I think, for grapes is that the malach of mefarik dosh is only when it's ayidei pressure, not when it's ayidei pulling. I think that's the best mahalach, but we'll have to talk about it some more. And then we're going to have to figure out, right, nuts might be usher, walnuts. So for next time we learn, I don't remember if I gave you these Maramakomas or not. The Maramakomas in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin Yotessa Ifvav and Simin Shin Chafalov. Look at those dinim. Read the Magen Avraham and the Tazis carefully. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Like, learn those Se'ifim. It's like three Se'ifim. The Shin Yotessa Ifvav, Shin Lamed Vav Sifches, and the last Rama in Simin Shin Chafalov. Look at all of them. Try to do the Magen Avraham, the Taz, and the Prima Gadim and the Mishnah Berurah. Right, and then we'll be able to talk intelligently about these sugyas. Okay, gentlemen, have a wonderful day.
You're all welcome to come and have some of this apple crumble.
Your mamish, you're offering us a virtual apple pie. Unbelievable. What bracha do you make on a virtual apple pie?
Hamotzi
mechaber olaf haraya. That's a good bracha. Shkaya.
A Zach's bracha.